Good morning. It's the 27th of February. Our middle reading for the day is Psalm 103. I'm going to read to you from Brother Dudley Fifield, The Praises of Israel. I read. In the study of the Psalms, there are occasions when words cannot be found to describe adequately the beauty and pathos of the thoughts expressed. Psalm 103 is such a psalm. It has been described as a song of the redeemed, and it anticipates the love of God manifest in the Lord Jesus Christ in a way that few other psalms can rival. In words that touch the heart and give hope to the downcast, the psalmist expresses the infinite pity and compassion that God shows towards them that fear him, seen particularly in the manner in which he extends forgiveness and shows forbearance towards human weakness. The psalm bears the inscription, "A Psalm of David," and the Syriac version adds the comment that it was written by him in his old age. This seems particularly apt, given the substance of the song. Reflecting on all the varied experiences of his life, David, more appropriately than most, could utter this paean of praise to the God who had so wonderfully cared for him, pitied and forgiven him through all the changing circumstances of life. We have commented before on the differing nature of the Messianic Psalms. As far as we are aware, this psalm is not quoted directly in the New Testament, but it reflects in a wonderful way the work of God as portrayed in the ministry of the Lord Jesus. How better could the expressions of the psalm be illustrated than by the words of the gospel records? In Mark chapter 1 we read, "A leper beseeching him, 'If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean.' And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, 'I will, be thou clean.'" Or in Luke chapter 7, "He went into a city called Nain, and behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, 'Weep not.' And he came and touched the bier, and he said, 'Young man, I say unto thee, arise.' And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother." And yet again from Mark, this time chapter 6. "And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things." These few passages, from the many that might be quoted, illustrate how the Lord Jesus was touched with the feeling of our infirmities, how his compassion overflowed as he associated himself with the needs of men, and how particularly he was moved by bereavement in the case of the widow who had lost her only son. It is difficult to detect an overall pattern in this psalm. The first five verses are in the forms of a soliloquy, as David consults, as it were, with his own heart. The main body of the psalm is a declaration of the goodness of God in all its varied forms, and the last few verses are a call to recognise the greatness and majesty of God. So, as the psalm begins, let us bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Thank you for listening.